You're messed up like when I went to Tokyo for promotion and got back ahead of bill for 2 G's. From when you fell asleep, calling me overseas, asking about my goal for the cash machine, and you just said yeah. But you try to keep the house paper thin, your new party friends will call for some stripper again. I just said it's fine, and baby, that's you.
Thanksgiving celebrations on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Doug Steffen, Dudley Steffen. There's Roberta Fasanelli over there. There's Jennifer Horn. There's Ken Kessler. We're all here to celebrate the fact that we have much to be thankful for, including the usual queen of cheap deals, but maybe they aren't so usual. I'm guessing that this is a lot of Black Friday stuff that we're going to hear in a few minutes, right, Roberta?
Well, a lot of Black Friday stuff, but also a lot of stocking stuffer stuff. That's what we've been focusing on for the last couple of days, is stocking stuffers, ways that you can...
And it all begins. It's the holiday rush.
Well, first you're going to stuff yourself, and then you're going to stuff stockings.
Stocking stuffers. Stocking
stuffer
stuffing stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Say that.
Stocking
stuffers.
Love that.
Stocking stuffing.
Sometimes stockings are the best part, all the little fun things.
When hung by the chimney with care, yes, they are.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon
will
be there.
Isn't it amazing that we're talking about Christmas? Doesn't it seem it is so crazy?
And because November has so many weeks in it, the Christmas season's shorter. It's only like 3 weeks of December now.
Really? Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
I wasn't thinking about it, but now that you've told us, we all know that.
I know. I'm here to educate and inform, sir.
All right, so the Macy's Day Parade, with all of the wind and that sort of thing, the predictions are for later on 30, 40 mile an hour winds, and the guess is that these balloons, although maybe they'll make a decision, but this is like the second wind blowing through New York. One of the effects of the tall buildings that Superman could jump over with a single bound is that it acts like a tunnel for the wind.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Remember last year when Sandy, one of the real reasons Sandy was as damaging as it was in New York proper is because the way the city is built, or any big city is built, it acts as almost like a suction. The winds, when they're blowing around, they're skirting between the buildings, and they collide as, let's see, Madison Avenue and what's a good cross street? 32nd. Mm-hmm. So when the wind is blowing around and the wind's coming up 32nd Street and going down Madison Avenue collide, that's really what's happening.
I think it's called the Venturi effect. When it's compressed, the winds are compressed in a smaller area. So you have a lot of wind coming through. It hits those little canyons and tunnels, and it just speeds everything up. The other day, it was really funny. We were watching the wind on the streets of Manhattan. It was like a little tornado. You could see the garbage going round and round and round, and then going up to the sky and then falling back down again. It's a mini tornado going on here.
That's what Roberta does, and she's the queen of cheap. Her activities in New York, she watches the wind blow.
Yeah, we watch the wind. Yeah, we watch garbage going round and round.
That's very nice. Very, very,
yeah,
very telling.
You know,
yeah.
And the rats,
perfect.
You know, we kind of put a lawn chair and watch the wind.
Happy
and the rats, you know.
All right, so the Roberta Queen of Cheap Reward coming up in a few moments. Jennifer, with the television news, I noticed that a famous celebrity is getting fired from a television gig.
Yeah.
Didn't take it very long, so we get to that.
And the big winner of Dancing with the Stars, we'll talk about that. And, of course, some firings and hirings and all kinds of good stuff.
The first Thanksgiving Day in America saw a bunch of pilgrims and Native Americans, called Indians at the time, gathering around a campfire, cooking up wild turkeys, feral turkeys, as a matter of fact. Is that true or false?
I think it's false.
Jennifer, true
I'd
or false?
I'd say it's false also.
Kenny, true or false?
I'm going to say they definitely cooked Butterball.
You're not Kenny. Why can you guys not give Kenny a chance to answer?
Because he's a little slow on the trigger. But I love him.
Is he even there? I don't even hear him.
I don't know. We had trouble off and on.
I think I'm here.
Oh, there he is. We love you, Ken. I'm grateful for you today.
Thank you.
What are you drinking?
Kool-Aid.
What is the matter with you? Calm down, will you please? Hey, hey. All right, anyway.
I'm grateful for you, too, even though you're mean.
I'm getting annoyed. Not a good way to celebrate Thanksgiving. All right.
So what's the answer?
The answer is no.
Actually,
the first Thanksgiving was held in October of 1621, not November 26th, 1789, as a lot of people think. And it was in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The celebrities were, or celebrants, I guess not celebrities, English settlers, religious separatists who had exited the first. A lot of people don't even understand what the trail was. These people all went to the Netherlands first before they came to America. They were English, but they went to the Netherlands because they didn't like the way the English church was treating them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that, did you?
I knew that.
You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Two-thirds of the total of the people celebrating were Wampanoag Indians. But we're not supposed to call them Indians anymore. Native Americans. Kind of like the Redskins.
Right.
Right?
But at that point, they were Indians.
No, but they were Redskins. Yeah. Where are they? Actually, have Indians ever been Redskins, really? The Native Americans, their skin was brown. It wasn't red.
Well, yes, maybe they got sunburned, and that's what they call them. I don't know.
That's another worthwhile contribution to the program. What is the matter with the two of you? Time for us to... All right.
You know, I don't think we're that bad today.
Well, they said they had venison.
Yeah.
They said they had some waterfowl.
Yes.
And they had venison and they had corn.
Mm-hmm. Corn, yes.
Corn, lots of corn.
And there were some... were there cranberries?
Mm.
What? How did the traditional Thanksgiving dinner become the traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
They had passenger pigeons.
Well, but people eat lobster now and duck and venison.
But
and
those people are un-American. It's a turkey holiday, don't you think?
Ugh. A lot of people think that there was native beer around.
There might have been. Wasn't there like a paste, like an almond paste? Because I remember our fifth grade teacher made us eat like the authentic Thanksgiving feast, and it was like some weird paste.
I don't know that.
It wasn't
tasty. I feel like today I have no answers to much of anything.
Well, they said the birds were either boiled first, then roasted, or roasted first, then boiled. And I guess they were boiled because birds were wormy then, you know, if you got them in the wild. So I guess that kind of...
Well, they are still. The turkeys that we have around the farm, we have hundreds of turkeys, and if you kill one of them and you work through it, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in them that you probably wouldn't find particularly appetizing.
Okay.
The stuff they said they use shelled walnuts or chestnuts.
There you go, chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
Roasting on an open fire, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time is around the corner. Time for us to think about how you're looking, and if your teeth are yellow, not attractive. If you're going to an office party and you have yellow teeth, not a good idea. Do you realize that the Christmas parties will start next week?
Oh, goodness.
Next week. So now's the time for you to take action. Self-improvement is big this year, and power swabs will help you change. You know, maybe people are trying to change their bodies, change your mind, improve your confidence level. Self-improvement is in, and one of the best ways you can improve your looks is to get rid of that yellow, ugly stain that appears all across your teeth. Not a cool thing to have. If you've had a lot of coffee in your life and you've drunk a lot of tea, maybe wines, that sort of thing, power swabs will take care of your teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, bonding. It'll whiten your teeth with little or no tooth sensitivity. It's a combination of coconut oil and some other natural ingredients. It's found to be a great detergent for cleaning the yellow off of your teeth. And you're not going to use abrasive things. You're not going to use bleach, that sort of stuff. Get with the Smile Police and call 800-865-7602. Free stain-out whitening quick stick will come to you if you mention Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. A great idea for a stocking stuffer. Try it risk-free. 800-865-7602. Give the gift of a smile for Christmas. Give Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decoration?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15, $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
The following conversation will be heard in many homes this week.
Honey, want to go to Kohl's starting at 8 p.m. Thursday for exclusive in-store only specials? Like a 32-inch TV for $139.99, diamond earrings for $89.99, or Xbox 360 for $139.99 while supplies last?
Okay, why did I eat so much pie?
Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Quantities limited. Limit one per customer. Some discounts may not apply. No rain checks.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta and the queen of cheap brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. They have their countdown to the holidays going on right now, which is going to give you an extra opportunity to get some great bargains. Kohl's, expect great things. All right, so what do we have that is going to make people want to run out and do something either today, Black Friday, whenever.
Yep. Tomorrow. So you've got iPhone and iPad accessories. Great sale going on, up to 70% off. These make great stocking stuffers. We've also got people who like those Duck Dynasty people. We got two things for you. We've got a Duck the Halls album. Yes, I know. But it's just $5.99. I guess it's, you know, things quacking, Duck the Halls, I don't know. And then you've got Duck Dynasty apparel and accessories.
That's actually kind of funny.
Right.
Quack, quack, quack.
The Duck Dynasty apparel and accessories up to 50% off, so you can put on your camouflage and listen to Duck the Halls. Free 2013
Duck the Halls
Christmas
with Boughs of Holly.
From ducks to seals, yes. Mm-hmm. No, not those kind of seals, the stamp seals. And they'll send it to you free, the American Lung Association. But you should make them a little bit of money, and it'll be kind of nice. Enjoy the City coupon books. You can get them for $2 each if you order a bunch of them. But the beauty of these are that each of these books has $20 worth of coupons for Winn-Dixie and for Publix. So if you live in areas with those two supermarkets, you buy these books, buy a whole bunch of them, you buy 25 of them, they'll give you 75. They're only $12 each. Then you use the code that we give you at DougStefan.com, and the books come to $2 a piece, and each one has $20 worth of grocery coupons. So it's a really, really good deal. And we also have tips for Black Friday shopping at DougStefan.com. It's pretty extensive, and it's worth looking at. Gives you all kinds of hints on what you should do if you're going to be heading out after Thanksgiving.
Check out the Queen of Cheap box in the center, sort of above the fold, if you will, at DougStefan.com. In service and happy to be on your side for Thanksgiving.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Get there early, or my family ate it all. I had one skinny uncle, sure like the butterball.
Music and thoughts about Thanksgiving, Jennifer and Roberta here on the Good Day program. What's the best way to catch a turkey, Roberta?
A net.
Jennifer.
A girl turkey.
No, have someone throw it at you. Let's just keep the music rolling underneath this.
That's a good idea.
What's full of raisins and on a secret mission?
What's full of raisins and on a secret mission?
I don't know.
Mince pie.
Come on, let's do it.
Why are the cranberries red?
I'm afraid to ask why.
Because they saw the turkey dressing.
Okay, that's cute. I like that.
Let's see here. What was the turkey doing in the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Don't know.
Playing the drumsticks.
What sound does a turkey make in space?
Uh-oh. Now Roberta's playing.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Go ahead.
Hubble, hubble, hubble.
Okay. Not bad.
Do you get it?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Hubble, hubble, hubble. Yes,
hubble, hubble,
it's, hubble. And you didn't have to ask that. That spoils it if you have to ask. How can you send a turkey through the post office?
Oh, let's think about this. I don't know. It's probably something foul.
Bird class mail.
What's a turkey's favorite kind of doll?
Give up.
Gobbleheads.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did the pilgrims want to sail to America in the spring?
Why?
Because April showers bring May flowers.
These are seriously the worst jokes.
Of course they are.
I have never heard in my life.
All right, how about a knock-knock joke?
Oh, gosh. Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Wait, you're supposed to say
that. Oh, I'm supposed to do that. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke who?
Look at all the food. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Odette.
Odette who?
Odette, a big turkey. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Philip.
Philip who?
Philip, a big plate and dig in.
Oh, boy.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Phyllis.
Phyllis who?
Phyllis plate up too. Knock, knock.
No one's home.
Where's the doorbell? Dave at the office.
Leave the pamphlet outside, buddy. All right, who's there?
Wait a minute. I heard a great joke the other day about the...
Better than the ones you just told.
No.
I mean, you're giving Adam Sandler a run for his
No, life. Listen to this.
Okay.
What happens when you combine Unitarians and Jehovah's Witnesses?
What?
You get somebody knocking on your door with nothing to say.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty good.
Why can't you take a turkey to church?
I give up, Roberta.
Because they use foul language.
Oh, heavens. This is the Reverend Horton Heat with the tricky gobble gobble. Crack this up, Michael.
I really like this one.
Without your dressing on holidays, I'd be the man. Turkey gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble. Turkey said,
hey, thank you, Sean.
The
purpose of Thanksgiving is for all of us to give thanks. What are you most thankful for? That's the question that's always asked every Thanksgiving. What's going on in your life that you find most worthwhile? What is it? I have my friends here with me. Do you have your friends with you? What's the deal? What is it that when you really dig into it, you find or you feel is the best thing about your life? And to whom you wouldn't hesitate in a moment to say, I'm thankful for this, that, or the other thing. I believe those are the exercises that we ought to be going through in the next 24 to 48 hours. Matter of fact, I think it ought to be the way you start every day, frankly, to show gratitude and give thanks for all the great things. You can always find good things in your life. Look for them and be thankful. 28 after.
All more next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big, long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes. They listen to the radio and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand, the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'll more next time. All more on Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On Thanksgiving, it's 33 after the hour. How do you do, and what are you thinking about with regard to thanks? The most meaningful Thanksgiving takes very little to add real meaning to a family event. Thanksgiving is the time when most families come together. Families, people that you love, folks that you want to be around. Sometimes it's people you don't want to be around. But I think we ought to take a moment to think about the person who will actually prepare the Thanksgiving dinner. The people who are doing the traditional turkey, whatever it is, the first Thanksgiving fish, fowl, peas, pumpkins, veal, beef, turkey, they were all on the menu the first Thanksgiving. So what are you preparing, and is it you that's doing the preparing, or are you there thinking about the person who's going to do the preparing? And in my experience, frankly, the person who does the preparing is often overlooked, underappreciated. So perhaps you might want to change that and try to cut the drama. I'm thinking about one of the great scenes from the weekly show Blue Bloods, where all the members of the family,
it's a great show,
four generations, sit around the table and have dinner, presumably every Sunday. This is what will be happening, hopefully, in a lot of. I have a great big table in my dining room, my formal dining room here. I haven't used that table for a meal for years. And
isn't
I think
that
about
sad?
It.
That's a tradition that's gone away, is yeah. actually sitting down.
Yeah. Everybody yeah. used to come to this. When my father was alive, we would all come here because it was the biggest house and everybody would get together. I haven't had a big celebration or a meal with everybody in the family here. Sometimes
you
outside
do that.
In the summertime, but, well, I'm not going to be here. I'm not usually here for
no, I mean, just in life, you should set yeah. something up. I don't mean like, you know, today right. or yeah. any day, yeah. just
but
a day.
Let me just go back. Let me backtrack a little bit to the way we expect the people who prepare the meal to prepare the meal. And especially if you have drama in your family, when some of the folks in your family come together, they don't really get along, and the rest of the year they're not discussing or even being connected. I know people who dread Thanksgiving for that reason, and it's so sad. So maybe you try something different this year. When you sit down to the meal, toast the chef. Mm-hmm. Before the meal begins, you be the one to raise your glass, and in front of everybody gathered to express appreciation and thanks, say thank you for the work the people did to make the meal possible. Something like, I'd like to recognize and thank Mom for working so hard to make this feast as delectable as it is. Thank you, Mom. Maybe there'll be a teary eye or two. Mom may not be used to it, so she's going to look at you and love you even more. And for God's sakes, avoid the drama. If you've got drama queens at your Thanksgiving celebration, bite your tongue before letting anybody lure you into an argument, a debate, hard feelings over unresolved family matters.
Yeah, no politics.
This is not
table.
Right. No politics. This is neither the time nor the place for any of that stuff. Save discussing these issues for another time, private time. If you're looking for a fight, people who aren't recognized, people who are looking for a fight, they burn out when they realize they can't have a fight. They can't light your fire in front of other people. I oftentimes talk about Dale Carnegie, who was one who taught people to listen. Ask yourself the question as you sit down, all right, do I want to talk? Do I want a talker or a listener? Be. Isn't there an old, what is that? Do I want a thinker or whatever it is, you know.
Neither a lender nor a borrower be.
Borrower be, yeah. Mm. Thanksgiving is one day when you can shine by asking questions of the people who are at the table rather than talking about yourself. It'll be much better. You'll be more appreciated. Think about it. Don't talk about you. Ask people that you haven't seen all year long what's going on in their lives. But because this is such a wonderful opportunity to practice gratitude, maybe one of the other things you might want to do as you're preparing is to invite a guest at the last minute who's alone, not fortunate, doesn't have a family. Maybe you could find some people to bring leftovers to after you're done with your meal so that they don't feel forgotten. People who have to work, because all the stores are going to be open earlier tomorrow. I don't know that we've had a Thanksgiving. Sometimes on Thanksgiving they'd open late at night, right? And now the stores are going to be open during the afternoon. So maybe you could go shopping and bring somebody some food. I think that's kind of an interesting idea. But think about giving thanks. We've received, most of us, a lot of benefits this year, whether it's food, whether it's good family experiences, whether it's recreational activities, maybe the work is doing better, whatever it is. I think that I want you to know how much I appreciate all of you, and I thought perhaps you'd appreciate my thinking about what I will be doing, toasting to the people who, basically my daughter and her husband, coming up with a meal. Happy Thanksgiving. Think about who it is that's in your life that you want to give thanks for. And that might be, or maybe it should be, the person who prepared the meal. Food for thought. You said you didn't know who. Well, never mind. I don't even get to that with Roberta.
And we figured it out yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good. So, the New York situation, I thought this is very telling about big cities in our country. Mm-hmm. This week, the city's food pantries in New York and soup kitchens are doing what they do all year long, only apparently there are many more people, Roberta, that use, if you go to the Bowery Mission, mm-hmm. if you are in other parts of town, the Bowery is very interesting, but there are a lot of places in and around New York that are offering food, and the subways, of course, be very busy. There are people who just, they don't have, in a city like New York, you're going to find a lot of people who don't have anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have family, they don't have jobs, they don't have money, they don't have clothing, they don't have food. And so it's very pronounced. So what do you notice most, or what have you as a New Yorker? You've been a lifelong New Yorker. How does mm-hmm. the city change on things, other than the obvious, the parades and people who have come to visit? But what's the nitty-gritty behind-the-scenes life in the city of New York like on Thanksgiving?
Well, if you're in Manhattan, which, you know, most people consider the city of New York for the most part, if you're in Manhattan, what you find are tourists, tourists, and more tourists.
But that's kind of fun.
It's just what it is. I mean, anybody who lives here is trying to stay as far away from tourist areas as possible if you live in Manhattan, or they've already split. They're gone. People are gone. The streets are empty, you know, once you get out of the tourist districts. I was at Macy's a couple of nights back watching the rehearsals, and I think I was the only native New Yorker there.
Really?
And you could just hear from the way people were talking and the accents and, you know, what they were saying. And then we started, you know, talking with some people, and everybody was from out of town. It's very funny. It's funny,
but
there are no native New Yorkers here.
What's cool about New York, and I don't know if this is, it might actually be unique to New York, mm-hmm. is because it's so grand, and especially during the holidays, mm-hmm. I don't think it's annoying. I mean, you probably might because you live there, but to me, seeing New York through the eyes of someone who's seeing it for the first time during the mm-hmm. holidays,
oh,
it's really kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Say what you will about the slow-moving tourists. I mean, it's kind of fun to see their faces go, whoa, when they walk around the corner
absolutely.
And see something cool.
Absolutely. But yeah, please, don't drive a car. Don't get behind the wheel of a car. Please.
This public service message. Please. You,
and, you know, and don't stop in the middle of, you know, Fifth Avenue on the sidewalk and, you know, and look up and just, like, have a group of five or eight people and just stop in the middle and, like, you know, hold up all the foot traffic. You know, go to the side or get into the bike lane or something. Just don't mess up traffic for the rest of us.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's the main thing. The main thing. But yeah, there's tons of tourists in New York. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, this is a very good chance for you. If you haven't heard about Heart Factors Plus, it is a very important, it's a natural substance that combines a lot of great things, including nitric oxide, that will help you. This is Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost all kinds of things in your body that men and women both appreciate. Gets more blood to your brains, more blood everywhere. If you're somebody who's interested in enhancing the way you look as well as the way you feel, this is a great supplement. Heart Factors Plus. It is a Christmas and holiday idea that I present to you. There's a sale going on. Heart Factors Plus will work for you. Money back, no questions asked. There's a great deal to be had. And again, I suggest this to you as one of those stocking stuffer ideas. Who can't use something that would make their body healthier and the people in general feel better? That's really what I'm suggesting. Give yourself and others the gift of healthier blood pressure and improved cardiovascular health by calling 800-577-8560. Call the folks right now who are manning or personing the phone. I guess manning the phone, personing the phone, because there's probably a lot of women actually operating. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors today and receive a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. It's a new formula from Chamonix. You'll get that. So you get two gifts, if you will, for the price of one, and free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. You get the best deal of the year on Heart Factors Plus and their new CoQ10 and fish oil formula. 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. Call them now.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some more holiday gift ideas. SodaStream Source transforms tap water into fizzy, great-tasting, better-for-you soda in less than 30 seconds while saving your back, home storage space, and our planet. There are over 70 SodaStream flavors to choose from, including new holiday-themed flavors from Ocean Spray and Happy Hour cocktail mixes. The drink mixes are healthier because they are made without high-fructose corn syrup. The LED indicator allows you to control the carbonation. Logitech's K400 wireless touch keyboard maximizes your ability to navigate between your connected TV and computer. The keyboard is compact, giving you direct access to the media and entertainment keys. A touchpad allows comfortable control over your content from a distance, so there's no need for a separate mouse. The Logitech Wireless K400 comes in either black or white to complement your living space. Samsung's Galaxy S3 from Boost Mobile requires no contract, as it lets you quickly share photos, videos, and documents just by tapping the back of two S-Beam-enabled devices. Boost Mobile's no-contract $55 monthly unlimited plan with shrinking payments reduces your cost by $5 a month for every 6 on-time payments. Your service can cost as little as $40 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Philips Shockbox with Bluetooth technology allows you to share your music wherever you go. The rugged exterior makes it splash and shockproof. A motion sensor allows you to control it with just a hand swipe. It can be found at Walmart. The Philips Bluetooth alarm clock will wake you with your favorite tunes or talk. NFC allows easy pairing, and a USB port will charge any mobile device. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
This Thanksgiving, Old Navy's giving away $1 million to one lucky shopper, and it could be you. Be there when Old Navy's doors open this Thursday at 7 p.m. The first 500 in line at each store get a chance to win a cool $1 million. That's a lot of coconuts. Plus, this Thursday and Friday, the whole store is 50% off. Yeah! Only Old Navy. 50% off valid in stores only Thursday, November 28th, 7 p.m. to Friday, November 29th at 6:59 p.m. Pacific time. U.S. residents, Puerto Rico and Canada, 18 and older, no purchase necessary. For rules and price details, visit oldnavy.com.
All right, that's television news for the folks at CBS. A disgrace handled somewhat, Jennifer. You agree?
I think so. There's a lot of questions to be answered, and what we're talking about is Alec Baldwin. He made some disparaging remarks about people and their sexuality, and so NBC this week had put the show up late with Alec Baldwin on hiatus, and now they're calling a mutual parting as Alec's new fate. That means the show has been pulled from the network schedule for good. Now, no word on what's going to happen with Martin Bashir. A lot of critics have come out against MSNBC saying, well, hey, what Martin Bashir said this week, even though he apologized, is a lot worse than what Alec Baldwin said. Where's his punishment? So we'll see if MSNBC is off the hot seat with this firing of Alec Baldwin. Also, just in that same realm, Laura Logan, who was the reporter on CBS News who did a 60 Minutes report on the September 11th attack in Benghazi, has gone on a leave of absence. They've asked her to sit it out for a little while because they took a lot of heat from her misreporting of the events of the night in Benghazi. More political news.
What they didn't do is they didn't vet. They didn't check. I was listening in the car to the CBS 60 to the CBS Evening News last night, and I was interested to hear what Scott Pelley said was the reasoning. They did an internal review,
right,
and that the two of them, the producer and Ms. Logan, could have. There were sources available to CBS News that could easily have been used to correct the story, and they didn't use them.
And they didn't. They chose not to use them, right?
Yeah.
So they're sitting out for a little while. Now, HBO also being pressured. HBO and Time Warner Cable are under pressure to kick Bill Maher off the air. This pressure is coming from the Catholic League, and it's putting the heat on after becoming incensed over remarks by a guest on the show, Dan Savage, who's a gay rights activist. He criticized the Catholic Church on the show last week in what the article calls a profanity-laced rants.
Under the circumstances, what do you expect from Bill Maher?
Right.
He's the guy that produced the movie Religiosity,
right,
which basically slams every organized religion. One of the few things that I've ever agreed with him about was the theme of that movie, frankly. And because of his own approach to things, why would you be surprised? And for heaven's sakes, HBO, this is when this stuff goes way too far. The guy is a presentation. People want to watch him or listen to him. So if you don't like it, turn the damn television set off. Everybody, these people chasing everyone around, I want to get them off the air. We'll boycott their sponsors, whatever. Well, in this case, you don't have to boycott sponsors because people pay to subscribe to HBO, and that's how Maher gets paid. So, but it's just
good news, though.
Yes.
Real quick, good news. Dancing with the Stars has a new winner. Amber Riley won the Mirror Ball this week. Yay.
Oh, all right. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. 51 after on Good Day.
Oh, hello. healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time for us to freak out pet lovers everywhere. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a happy Thanksgiving to Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. He's going to be here to talk about the special things you need to keep in mind with regard to your pets that are around the house while you're having your Thanksgiving meal. You better be paying close attention to what falls on the floor, it seems to me. And also there are a couple of other stories that Warren is following, which we will pass along as the Good Day program continues.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, so Thanksgiving, Warren Eckstein, the focus on food, that's pretty much what everybody has in their mind. What about your pets, dogs? My dog hangs around the table, there is always the worry about bones from chickens and turkeys and stuff. It's supposed to not be good for dogs, right?
And not only that, you know, when you have guests over the house, very often guests tend to, you know, slip your dog food, and overfeeding this time of year is a big problem that veterinarians see. But I want to give a warning out there to everyone this Thanksgiving, and it's real important, and a lot of people are unaware of this. A lot of people want to cook healthier. So what they're doing, rather than using sugar, they're using artificial sweeteners over the real thing. Sweeteners containing xylitol are poisonous to animals and potentially deadly to dogs.
Wow.
So if you're going to, and I've talked about this in the past, but even people that chew gum, you know, the sugarless gum has xylitol in it. The diet drinks have xylitol in it. The sweeteners in the little packets that people use in their coffee have xylitol in it. So that's just one little thing I want everyone to be really careful of this Thanksgiving. And you probably won't hear than anywhere else, but xylitol can be deadly to dogs and poisonous to other animals. Obviously, you know, no alcohol, no chocolate, no raisins, and no grapes. That's real important stuff. But the other thing that's real important around the holidays, Doug, and a lot of people are unaware of this, is there's people coming in and out of the house, and that door opens and closes. And this time of year, the holiday season, a lot of pets get lost because they run out. So it's real important to make sure you know where your pets are at all times when company's coming over. And what I would do is I would put down a little bowl of healthy treats for the dog and say, listen, if you want to give the dog something, here's what I want you to give him. Don't give him the turkey. Don't give him this. Don't give him that. At the end of the day, if there's a little left over, you want to make a little fun dish for your dog or cat, I don't have a problem with that, but just use common sense.
All right, common sense. Now, the other thing, as you were talking about the door opening and closing and the cold weather in many areas, northern part of the country, do dogs and cats ever get colds? Does
a pet bird
get a cold?
They can. Dogs and cats get colds. And here's something about birds that a lot of people are unaware of. When I was growing up, we always had parakeets and we kept them in the kitchen and by the window. And the bottom line is birds can take cold weather, but what they can't take is drafts. So if you have a bird, make sure you keep it away from the window. Also, and this is kind of important too, Doug, you know, there are a lot of fish lovers out there. Tropical fish is a big, big hobby with pet people. The bottom line is never put a fish tank near a window because the sun will increase the amount of things growing in the tank, which can cause you problems down the road.
Algae and that sort of thing.
There you go.
Wow. All right.
You know what I saw yesterday? I got to tell you this. I saw a roadrunner, not the car, the bird.
Where?
In Sedona. I'm in a parking lot in Sedona, you know, doing some shopping. I come outside to my car. There goes one of these roadrunners. They're really, really quick. The only thing I did see, I did see a coyote or an athlete safe come down. But they're amazing. It's the first one I've ever seen. Supposedly, they're all over the Southwest, but this is actually the first one I've ever seen. Amazing little birds. No flying. I'm not even aware how well they can fly, if they can, but I got to tell you, they are really, really fast.
All right, so quickly, there's a blog at Pet Show that you've written about animals that have been harmed by things that go on in movies and television shows in Hollywood. I thought that was stopped.
Yeah, well, you know, supposedly have the American Humane out of Denver, Colorado, that oversees all of the commercials and the movies. And what they're saying right now is a lot of animals have been killed recently. There were a couple of horses that were killed, and that tiger that was in the movie Pie was supposedly abused. And the bottom line is this, that for years they've been overseeing it, but now they're saying that the people involved with the Humane Group are very close to the people in Hollywood and sometimes overlook things from a dollar and cent point of view. So there's going to be a big uprising already all over my Facebook page and all over the animal webs. There's a lot of people talking about this. It's really a shame how many animals have died or been injured in the filming of movies totally unnecessarily.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.